Well, who knows?
Maybe he did.
Who knows what he had going Maybe on, he but did. It sounds Better like profile.
He had something going on.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Let's head down to Dunedin now and catch up with our TSN Jays reporter, Scott Mitchell. How strange has the past few days been covering this team and the story and the Houston leakage into Dunedin? How prevalent has that been?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's an interesting start for the Blue Jays. It always could be worse. But, I mean, you guys hit the nail on the head there. You start with Hudgens, then the Reese McGuire news breaks. Then you've got Ryan Borucki today,
right.
You know, kind of being a guy that was in that battle for that fifth rotation slot. Elbow soreness for him. So it hasn't been a positive start, but it always could be worse. I mean, these guys are, you know, probably not the key figures that everyone would, you know, take a look at it in terms of if things were going naturally at this point. You know, Hyunjin Ryu has done about four media scrums already. He's a media darling. So, you know, it hasn't been good, but I think this organization has taken a lot of heat for the PR over the last little while. And, you know, I think Dave Hudgens coming out on Tuesday or sorry, Wednesday morning and kind of getting out ahead of that, I thought he said all the right things. He kind of towed the line of being a little bit apologetic and giving some real information when I asked him about, you know, what he thought when he first heard the trash can banging, things like that. And Reese McGuire, I mean, it's an odd situation that's going to follow him around for his entire career. I mean, we've already heard it a little bit out here. And, you know, he's going to have to be very mentally strong to get over this. And it's an odd story, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what kind of comes out. But, you know, on the positive, great offseason, and this team feels like they can, you know, really improve on that 67 wins from a year ago and threaten the 500 mark.
Well, it looks like they can, you know, increase the wins in that. But, you know, just take yourself in that. You're hearing all of these things happening, and it's kind of one thing after another. But, you know, you personally, you got to go into a scrum with Reese McGuire. Like, are you asking him a question? Is he just making a statement? Like, what's gone down, and how do you even deal with it? Are you one of the guys saying, like, explain yourself?
Well, that'll be interesting because, I mean, at this point, all I'm trying to do is temper the one-liners because it's way too easy, and there's a whole lot of tweets on Twitter that come my way that,
yeah.
You know, and he's just going to get it, you know, from every side, and, you know, visiting stadiums, home stadium. You know, like I said, he's going to have to be mentally strong. You know, he's not going to address it until after the March 16th court date, so there's some time. He's not going to be sanctioned in any way. They're not going to hold him out of Grapefruit League games when they start next weekend. It's kind of business as usual, but it will be interesting. Just knowing Reese a little bit, I've always found him to be a thoughtful interview. He's an intelligent kid. You know, from the time I've spent around him, he seems like a decent guy. You know, from the people I've talked to, he's been pretty broken up about this as anybody would, with the embarrassment that comes along with it. So, it will be interesting to see what he says. You know, the PR has told us, the PR team has told us that, you know, he's really interested in making a statement, but he just can't at this point. You know, if they open it up to questions, I think it's a fair question if he wants to tell his side of the story of what happened. I think what happened is a fair question, and legally he's probably not going to say anything.
I don't know what the hell he's going to say. I mean...
Honestly, unless he's FaceTiming, like, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea about what was going on in that car, but
yeah.
It's the afternoon in a parking lot in Florida.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, right around the corner from the stadium, too. It's
right.
You know, it's a stone throw. So
that's what we were saying, Scotty. Like, why not the couch? Like, what's going on?
Like, yeah, and you know what? Those are some of the questions behind the scenes I asked. I asked who he lived with. I asked, you know, did he have a girlfriend living with him? I didn't get any answers on any of that. But, you know, the situation and you know, the circumstances, you know, definitely play a role because, yeah. You know, the alleged incident it's odd, but it also seems fairly innocent, but it also seems fairly, you know, why? Why would you pick that spot?
Right.
But, I don't know that we're gonna really know for quite a while at this point because it's, you know, three, 4 weeks now to that court date.
With Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter. So, you know, beyond all that, pitchers and catchers have officially reported the whole team's going to be working out soon. And you know, you mentioned it. They're hoping to go from 67 wins to at least 500. Do you sense you know, that confidence is legit in terms of the players. You know, Mark Shapiro and Atkins and Montoya, I would expect them to pump out those party lines. It's their party. They made the acquisitions. It's their team. But do you sense with the players showing up that they legitimately believe they're going to be better than most people are projecting?
Well, that's an interesting question because I think Ross and Mark have actually kind of tempered the expectations. You know, I always remember that what Ross said on your show last year about, I believe it was your show, it might have been the morning show, about being the Houston Astros. And I went through that and wrote a column immediately, just kind of fleshing that out. And I thought he was a year early to say that. And, you know, probably that's going to how it's going to go. But 67 wins to 85 wins is a massive jump. Vegas has them at 75.5. Fangraphs projections are 74 to 75 wins. Internally, though, much more optimistic. They've talked about the 500 mark as high as 85 to 87 wins from some people. And the players, I do believe, really think this can happen only because of their youth. They're naive. They don't know any better. They go out there and play baseball, and that's the youthful enthusiasm and exuberance that fans are going to grow attached to over the next couple of years. You talk to Bo Bichette, he won't tell you 500. He'll be like, yeah, we're going to make the playoffs. And, you know, realistic or not realistic, that's the mindset these kids have to have. And Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette, Danny Jansen, Vladdy, these kids are ultra-confident kids that are wise beyond their years. And, you know, it's going to really be interesting to see. And I think you look at two things. If things go right for this team, it's the rotation staying almost completely healthy, and it's all those kids taking huge steps. You got to remember, this was their first full season for most of these guys last year, and some of them disappointed relative to the expectations, like Vladdy, and then some of them had, you know, just monster campaigns like Biggio, walking so much and then putting up a 360 on base percentage. So if these kids continue to take massive steps and are looking at 3, 4, 5 WAR players, and the rotation stays healthy, you never really know, and you can always point to that 2016 season. The 2016 season, that team was flawed in many ways. But what happened was they used 7 starters the entire season. The rotation stayed healthy, and they just squeaked into the playoffs. Had that not happened, they probably would have missed the playoffs that year, and it would have been a 1-year playoff run rather than 2. So health and these kids really taking big steps are going to be the key.
Great stuff as always, buddy. Enjoy it down there. We'll do it again soon.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Here he is, Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter, live in Dunedin, the scene of the crime, allegedly.
Scene of the crime.
Allegedly.
Well, I don't even get to allegedly. Like, the guy's been caught red-handed.
It's not funny, man.
He's not worthy of his day in court.
But I don't know what he's going to say.
Well, my understanding is he told the cops when they showed up, he's like, yeah, I, you know, case dismissed. Like... It's not. There's no
case dismissed.
Not much of an argument. Case dismissed. Yeah. So let's see what happens.
He's hoping that the case is dismissed.
That's what he needs. Yeah. I mean, I wonder how that's going to affect his relationship with. Like, I think his teammates are going to be cool with him, but like, if you're a catcher in spring training, your whole job is to make sure the arms are ready, right? And I don't know.
That's gonna. I'm telling
like,
you.
Once make
it,
sure.
Once
what does
the
that
dust
have
settles.
To do with anything for your job.
Well.
The guy was in a parking lot, probably.
Yeah, I know that, but it's going to change your reputation a little bit. I hope he's not in his mind thinking, what's this guy thinking? Like, if I'm going out to the mound, is he going to tell me, hey, take a lap. I don't want to hear from you. I know I'm having a tough day,
no,
but
guy.
I'm not going to be in the parking lot after the game.
No, I think it'll become like, that's
I don't know. This is
I don't think you joke
one.
Around about that with the in
this
the room.
This stays with this guy for his whole career.
I think in a few years, but
I think a few months. He's getting
dude. This is
he's
Steve
not getting
Smith.
Jail time for
this
that.
This is Steve Smith.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is. It's off viewer and in. You don't joke
times
around.
Worse than Steve.
No,
Smith.
But I'm
What's
talking about.
Wrong with you?
I'm talking about him never finding humor in it. Like Steve Smith, by all accounts, to this day, if you say, "Hey, nice shot, Steve," he'll punch you in the face.
To me, this is way less than Steve Smith scored off of Grant Fear in the playoffs.
What are you going to say to Reese McGuire? Hey.
Like
give me some
wire. Like what are you
no,
doing?
I
would just make him. I would.
Are you
like,
gonna try to make him laugh about it?
Well, I would say yeah. Like hey, oven mitts. What are you doing here?
Oven.
Like you know what I mean? Like
I give it a few years.
Like he comes on the plane. Oh boy, he needs a little bit of time for himself here. Like that's the type of stuff that you do. Right. You make light of it so that he's not getting jail time for this. It's probably some probation. He's probably horrified about this scenario.
Of course he's embarrassed.
And you just heard Scotty Mitchell saying, like, by all accounts, the guy's a really good guy. He just made a mistake.
Right. Yeah.
But I think not even six months, 2 months from now, the guys on the team are giving it to him about it.
Okay. I would put an industrial size just can of moisturizer in his stall.
Yeah, like, you know that this guy's going to have some issues.
Are you getting into his car? If he's like, yeah, I can give you a lift.
You're like, blow up the Uber. The car,
take an Uber, like, but thanks for the...
No, that's the type of
thanks
stuff.
Thanks for the invite.
Like, no,
yeah,
he's never giving his teammates a ride anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Go grab lunch, pal.
Yeah, I'll pick you up.
I'll see you there.
Sorry.
See you there.
Yeah, I'll just walk to the airport. Yeah,
exactly.
To the airport.
Oh, home. I'll walk home.